Shalom, this is Billy Brim, coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, and this is the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. I have just been witness to something right out here on Prayer Mountain, a place in prayer that we reached in unity around the world. I still have this presence on me, and I want to tell you about what happened today. First, I have to lay a little background as to what we're doing here. We're out here on these 200 acres because God showed me some years ago to establish a place of prayer for two purposes. Number one, to pray in the plans of God, and number two, to stop the strategies of the enemy. He told us to have two kinds of prayer, to have a individual place for individual prayer, and we have cabins for that, beautiful log homes, really, and then to have corporate prayer. So we began to have corporate prayer, and we were having it every Sunday at 3 o'clock in 2008, when on June 29th, the Holy Spirit spoke. We were praying about an election that was coming up that year in November, and the Holy Spirit spoke so strongly and said, one thing will save America, and it is not the election. It is an awakening to God. One thing will avail for Israel and the nations. It is an awakening to God. And so he led us to begin to pray in our corporate prayer for an awakening to God. January 2009, he showed us that we could stream this prayer meeting, and we did so. And since that time, it has become every Wednesday at noon, 12 noon central time, we pray from Prayer Mountain, but we are joined live around the world by several thousand computers in scores of countries. And we have an interaction with them. It has grown, and they send us emails, and we have a rapport, and we have such a growing sense of unity. Now, we don't think we're the only ones. We know of great prayer groups and forces, other places and in other churches. But this is the one that the Lord has called us to establish. And they began to call themselves, the people who join in with us every week, either live or as in Australia, unreasonable hour, I think 3 o'clock in the morning, most of them join us by archives. And everyone says that the archives are just as anointed as the live prayer meeting. So what I do usually is begin by reading some of the emails and letters that we've gotten. And last night, this is April 18 that I'm doing this today, and I don't know, you'll receive it. This will be played probably in 2 weeks from now. But I read last night before I went to bed some of the emails, some of the snail mail, and then I just started with it because when I woke up this morning, maybe it was because I read those, and there was a theme, there was a recurring theme in all the emails and letters we got, and I woke up thinking about it, and maybe it was just me thinking about it, but I felt this, God is revealing something to us. He's revealing something to us for his own purpose. And so I came to the prayer meeting today at noon, and I begin, as I always do, with reading some of these of our prayer partners who pray with us from around the world. And so I'm going to read a few of those that I read today. This is from Kathy in Minocqua, Wisconsin. I so enjoyed the noon prayer yesterday. That was 4:11. It is so wonderful to be hooked up with the network of the WWPs from all over the globe. They have named themselves the Worldwide Prayers. And with the special WWPs that are able to be in attendance right there in the Prayer Mountain Chapel. God bless you and thank you all so much. You are so appreciated. Words cannot express my heart adequately. Of course, as we're praying, the camera shows the people in the group. And then the gifts of the Spirit often operate through them. So today there seemed to be kind of a unified recognition of those who come out here faithfully every week to be in the prayer chapel. And this is from Jenna in Anchorage, Alaska. I'm a WWP. I've been praying and joining in on the live Wednesday prayer sessions since soon after they started. I work full-time, but I'm able to listen and pray while I'm working. I want you and the other WWPs to know how much I love all of you, and I'm so thankful to be a part of what God is doing through this. It amazes me how the Holy Spirit orchestrates and conveys what He wants prayed out around the world and confirms through Wednesday prayer what He has been speaking to me all the week in Alaska. During last Wednesday prayer, the anointing was so strong during the singing time. In my spirit, I saw WWPs from all over the world rising up and taking their places and authority in the heavenlies. We were all coming together in prayer and praying in one accord from that place of authority. Bless the Lord. Now, she was from Anchorage, Alaska. Here's another one from Florida. It makes us so aware, Barbara writes, that we are not alone when we come together in prayer, of course. And this is from Sheila in Battle Creek, Michigan. Thank God for prayer and the part He has given us to participate in it. How it moves me. Yet there is a duty, and at the same time, I take this very seriously. Nancy from Wisconsin Green Bay writes about the unity. And the people who write in all feel, and they mention even a call to be a part, and they're so glad and happy for unity in the body. And we sense that so strong. Now, we have two special young friends from Scotland, and they write us often. Their family, their mother also writes us, and their father. And these parents have really brought up their children in a wonderful way. Well, I'm going to read just what we got from Deborah Blackburn in Sydney, Australia, before I read you about the letter we got from Scotland. And from Australia, she writes about, it's the love that I see that you have for one another there in the meetings, and I'm caught up in it. Having been a WWP since October 2011. And she mentions the people around the room as the Lord will use them in the gifts of the Spirit. And she says, what we have is so special and is an example of love and action to the whole world. She's one who watches by archives, which you could do as well. You can watch the Wednesday meetings by archives. The anointing is exactly the same on the archives. As soon as the computer is connected, the anointing is there instantly. So then now I'm going to get to our two young friends who write to us regularly from Laura, the sister. They're in their 20s, young 20s. Laura writes when it says that she's from the boonies in the Scottish borders. And she started off hers so interesting. When I was a child, I heard a certain preacher say, to live above with saints you love, that is heaven's glory. To live below with saints you know, well, that's another story. And she writes to us, I would like to thank you for being one of those glorious examples that proves that this is not true for all the body of Christ. Of course, any one of us could be a thorn in someone's flesh if we chose to be, but I also believe that there is now a multitude of us who are pressing on to higher ground to live all of our lives in the Spirit and make that old saying untrue. She talks about how when we pray together, that it reminds her of the gardens and the aroma that comes up from the gardens that the Song of Solomon talks about. And she said that years ago that she was shown there were places so high in the Spirit as to be in close commune with heaven and the King's garden so that they could be used to birth the glorious church. Now, we do know that the Lord has called for a glorious church without spot or wrinkle. And so she talks again and writes about, thank every one of you for your supply. I've even recorded bits of our webcast to carry around with us on our MP3s, including the prayers and songs that come in the Spirit. We've all learned so much about prayer, and you and all the WWPs have helped to enrich our lives in the Lord beyond measure. I've always had the sense of being linked in the Spirit with the body of Christ, particularly during times of worship, but it wasn't until I was able to join with you and all the WWPs online back in 2009 that I truly learned how to grasp hold of the reality that I can join in prayer with a massive army in the Spirit, even with saints who have already gone on sometimes, and here we are, living in a very quiet part of Scotland with a house practically in the middle of a field full of sheep. It thrills us to hear the emails from all the different places in the States and across the globe. Before we linked up with the webcast, we knew that the Lord would be connecting our prayers with those of others in the Spirit, but most of the time, I used to find it an effort to be conscious of this. I was more aware of the fact that I just didn't have the strength on my own for some of the things that need to be prayed through in this hour. Since joining the WWPs, we are always conscious of our prayers being picked up in the Spirit with those of the saints, and being so much more far-reaching than they could have been on their own. As we join together with all the prayers, we really do sense our unity and the anointing and corporate strength that comes to all of our prayers because of this unity and because of everyone's supply in the Spirit. We even sense this unity through the rest of the week between each Wednesday, as we, with the Spirit, stay on our prayer assignments, assignments that we could not accomplish on our own. I'm going to read her brother's letter tomorrow, because when I got up this morning and I told you, there was a real sense that God's revealing something to us. And what He's revealing to us is the power in agreement, the corporate anointing. Here, we're talking about a corporate anointing on a group that prays together around the world every Wednesday. But I've seen this same power in a corporate anointing in a meeting. A power can come on our corporate bodies of prayer, of worship, when we are in unity, and that when there are no schisms in the body. The Lord said to us in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. We're called to be a glorious church, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We're going to talk more about this all the week. I still have it on me. How God is revealing to us that He wants us to be one in love, in spirit, and manifest His power and His presence. This is Billy Brim saying Shalom, Shalom. You can contact us on billybrim.org or call us at 417-336-4877. Shalom.